ship. I mean, it would be like the Cinnabon, except it would have a fucking active tank. I mean, wouldn't that be so fucking awesome? You could be just like, lol, I shoot you with my projectiles while I active tank all your damage. What? Okay, 1 second. I have to go AFK for 2 seconds.
You're awesome, Crystal. You know that?
It was very copacetic. And I was like, there's a shield booster. I think it's Meta 3, which has copacetic in its name. So I was like, yeah, that's what it is. Oh, is it Meta 4? Oh, I thought it was Meta 3. So that means it's even more expensive. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, well, I don't even know. See, for my fitting for my Phantasm, I have 2 invulnerability fields, but I'm wondering if maybe I should replace one with a shield boost amplifier, because, I don't know, like, the invulnerability field is pretty good, but it takes a lot of cap, so I'm like, I don't know, should I keep it or should I not keep it? I mean, it's too bad they don't have rigs which increase the decrease of the invulnerability field cap requirements, because sometimes I think that they cost too much cap. Like, really? 4 cap per second is a lot. I mean, the armor tank hardeners only take like 0 cap per second, and the damage control only takes like 0 cap per second. I don't really understand why the shield hardeners have to take millions of cap per second. And then the shield booster, it's like, lol, I put my shield booster on the fucking Phantasm, and it's like, oh my god, 40 cap per second. My cap fucking booster can't even do 40 cap per second. I don't even know if that's fair. I have to put rigs on so that the shield booster doesn't take so much cap. I don't even know. I really wish that large shield boosters took less cap. I also wish they had better names, because, I mean, when I want to use faction, I'm like, oh, I'd like to use faction so it has a better tank. But I'm like, oh, it costs too much. And the reason I don't want to use a large shield booster, too, is because the name is just kind of boring. Like, maybe they should call it, like, fucking, like, strengthening gooder of the shieldness. And then I would get it. I mean, like, don't you think that, like, Pith A-type large shield booster sounds so cool? Like, what the fuck is a Pith? Nobody knows. It's an unknown, and people like unknowns. Like, I wish there was, what? I wish there was an unknown shield booster. What? My roommate's telling me I'm being stupid, but I don't think so. I think that we need an unknown cap booster. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I think, oh shit, I've been ignoring. What? You say that the active tank shouldn't be on there? Phantasm should active tank. It's like a little nightmare. It should active tank. I mean, it has shields, so you recharge the shields. You can't do shield buffer. That's ridiculous. What? 400 cap? Mine has 1647 cap. And it recharges in 368.44s. What? But it depletes in 25s. But I have a cap booster, so it's okay. Oh my god, 25% of your total cap? Oh my god, my suite mates are in the same room without their shirts on. No, I have a cap booster, Crystal Floors. Oh wait, but my cap booster it lasts over 2 minutes, I think. Just barely over 2 minutes. Oh my god, I wish I had my curse, because really, all my ships right now suck. And I know I'm drunk, so I'm gonna be a little bit bad. But if I had my curse, I could just fly around and shoot people. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god! My roommates are humping each other. Holy shit. I'm pretty drunk. Okay. Oh shit. What did I do? Oh my god. Oh my god. I wish Robert 223 would undock right now. You know what I think? I said this before, but I think that, you know how the Phantasm has a sword on the front of its ship? I think that when the Phantasm bumps into another ship, it should do kinetic damage. Because, I mean, really, a sword, like ramming into another ship is actually going to cause some damage. I mean, I know it's kind of unrealistic in this game on how ships bump into each other, but I really think there should be some sort of kinetic damage. Because, I mean, for example, if you're in the Navy and if you're driving a submarine around, it's kind of a big deal when you bump into another submarine. I mean, like, you're gonna dent the hull and you're gonna, like, let in water and your crew is gonna, like drown. Like, that's pretty much what's gonna happen. So I'm not lying or anything, but I'm thinking that you probably should induce some sort of damage by running into another ship. I'm kind of surprised that CCP has not implemented this yet. I don't think it would be that hard to implement. I mean, I think that the damage should just be a specific amount, and the ratio of how the damage is distributed should be the ratio of the shield of the different ship's amount of mass. And it would go obviously into shields first, because if you have your shields up, obviously, then obviously you're gonna bump the shields together and you'll take shield damage because the shields have to provide energy to stop the bumping. You know, it's just equal and opposite exchange, like in Full Metal Alchemist. And I think that, you know, that should be kinetic damage because it is kinetic, really. Or actually, for the shields, it should be all damages because it's just the shield. But for, like, bumping the actual ships, it should be kinetic damage. So, what I'm thinking is that the two ships really should take damage. And the Phantasm should get a bonus to this. In addition, it probably should get an agility bonus so that it can actually bump ships. I really think that it needs to have kind of a distinct ship class because right now, it's sort of just like a gimped nightmare that's worse than a Harbinger, and the Harbinger is already pretty bad. I'd already talked to you about how the Harbinger is bad. I'm sure you know that I don't like Amarth ships. I especially don't like buffer ships, because in reality, in a 1v1 fight, if you do it properly, you should be taking so little damage that you should be able to outtake it. And I think the thing is, with an active tank, if you're good enough, then your active tank will provide you with more effective health than a buffer will, and because of that, you can survive longer. So, I mean, you're really just converting cap into armor, if you think about it, and over a period of time, you should have more armor than if you just had buffer. And the bad thing about a Harbinger is that the Harbinger, it only has a certain amount of HP, but technically, ships that have an active shield or armor tank, or even a hull tank, if you want a hull tank actively, they can actually have infinite EHP over a long period of time, if you know what I'm saying. So, you know, effectively, it's better. You know, one of the questions I always had is that capacitor is your energy, but why does it recharge? Where do you get the energy from? I mean, energy's not free. You have, like, a fucking oil well in your ship that you drain and you burn the oil for energy? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, really, I think that the capacitor should just be a large amount and you drain it over a large period of time, but you have to buy more capacitor from the market. I mean, and then the way they make capacitor is by you go out to exploration sites and you find, like, enriched uranium, and then you convert that to capacitor, and you sell it on the market. And then people go and recharge their ships. So it adds another level of gameplay. You have to make sure that your capacitor is constantly charged, and if it's not charged, then you're going to die, obviously, because you can't use any mods. So, I mean, really. I don't know why they don't do that. Frankly. Also, I don't really know why they use laser crystals in the lasers, because in real life, the way they make lasers is they have, like, a specific gas. Like, they have, like, xenon lasers. They don't have a fucking xenon crystal. Xenon is a gas. You can't make it a solid. You'd need, like, zero Kelvin to do that. And I'm a fucking chemical engineer, okay? I know what I'm talking about. So, like, honestly, it's not a crystal. It's a gas. You shoot it through the gas, and it makes a specific light. So, really, they shouldn't be called, like, Scorch M, and it's called a crystal. It really should be called, like, Scorch Gas, and you load it in, like, via a pump. What are you doing, Gams? I don't want that. I don't even know.
Take your shirt off.
No, I'm not taking my shirt off. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Hey, Sire, let go of the damn button.
My sweet mates want me to take my shirt off. You know, the thing about solid-state lasers is they really don't need lasers for solid-state. Oh, let me put on my headphones. I haven't had them on.
Yeah, they're gonna bro-rape you in about 5 minutes.
What? My roommates? I don't think so. We ran out of alcohol. I have some alcohol next to me right now. Should I drink it? I'm pretty drunk. It's some shitty-ass wine. It really, really fucking sucks. Oh my god. Are there any targets to shoot? I see 6 people in local, but 4 are docked, including me. Oh wait, Lulsulfur and Crystal are in system, so they have to be outside. Okay, well I won't shoot anybody. But here's the thing, okay? I can't spam cloak because my ships don't have enough CPU for it. I don't really know, why do they have fucking cloaks in the game if you can't put them on a normal ship? I think that all ships should have cloaking systems. I don't know if you guys ever watched Stargate Atlantis, but there was a ship in that game where you could change the shield, which would prevent damage, and you could change it to be a cloaking system. I think that all ships should be allowed to turn their shields into a cloaking system. So you can go to a safe and then cloak, and then be safe. I think the AFK cloakers are a good thing for the game, because they prevent botters in 0-0 system. And anybody who disagrees with me is just a fucking bitch. I mean, really? Why would you be afraid of AFK cloakers? If they come and shoot you, shoot them fucking back! Don't you want fucking PvP? I mean, fucking Jesus Christ, you're in fucking 0-0. If you're in fucking 0-0, you better fucking fight. That's what it is. 0-0. 0 fucking rules. 0 fucking other people to fucking, like, fucking Care Bear. If you're in 0-0, you better fucking 0 somebody else's ship. Make their hull go to 0, make their shield go to 0, make their fucking armor go to 0. And then they're dead. And then you fucking make their pod go to 0. It's like, on a hard drive, they have ones and zeros, and the ones represent data, okay? And the zeros represent no fucking data. So, you write zeros to the fucking CCP's hard drive. Somebody has a ship that's a bunch of ones in the string. So, when you shoot them, you're writing fucking zeros to CCP's hard drive. They don't have the fucking ship anymore. You shoot their pod, they don't have that fucking clone anymore. You shoot out their fucking implants. I mean, fuck. If you're in 0-0, that's what it fucking means. You don't go around fucking ratting in fucking plexes with your fucking bot. All you do is you fucking take your ship and blow the fuck out of whoever's next to you. Okay? That's what you fucking do. Anybody who bitches about dying in 0-0 is a little bitch, and they should go fuck themselves. 0-0 is for fucking winning. Okay? If you're in 0-0 and you're losing, you're a little bitch and you should leave.
Awesome.
I have to take a piss now.
Yeah, you check back when.
Yeah. This wine tastes pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie. See, here's the thing. The way we get our alcohol is there's this dumb fuck in this fucking, like, little place. And he sells binders alcohol without court carding them. So we go get our shit there, but he won't sell us hard alcohol, so we have to get shit like fucking wine. And this fucking wine tastes like dick. It tastes like dick. That's literally what it tastes like. I don't know if you tasted dick, but that's literally what it tastes like. It tastes like dick. Shit. Ugh. I want the ISK too. I want ISK. Lucifer, you don't need ISK. I have literally 143,491,865.74 ISK. That's exactly how much ISK. And you know what the interesting thing about the EVE client is? It actually records money to four decimal places. Except you can only see two of them. So you can fuck around with people by that. You'd be like, lol, I buy stuff for 0.01 ISK, but really you're buying it for 0.0001 ISK. So it's like way, 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 way less. Like, you have no clue. It's such a prank to pull on people, you have no idea. Dude, white wine tastes like dick. But you know what else tastes like dick? Red wine. We had some red wine before this. Fuck, that tasted like dick. I hate red wine. I hate it with a passion. You know what wine I like, though? Ice wine. Ice wine tastes really good because it's fucking dessert wine. Can you believe that? I can't believe they make a fucking dessert wine. Honestly, I have no clue. You know what? Why do they make fucking wine? I don't get it. Oh, shit. You know, I really want to fly a curse right now. Did somebody film my biota for the curse in Amar? Did somebody do it? Holy shit.
Are my shoes?
I...
Okay.
Dude, my roommate lost his shoes. I don't know where his shoes are.
Whoa! Well, let me talk to this guy. Hey.
What? No, there's nobody...
You're a cool guy, okay?
No.
I like you.
These are multiple people.
You are cool people. I like you guys. Guys. I like you guys. Look, you know the thing is Greg is such a cool person. I'm like touching his dick right now.
No, actually, I'm
just touching his elbow. But it's close enough to his dick, right? You know, the thing is... I like you guys. I like Greg.
I can't
too.
Find my curse.
Greg is such a great. Can they hear me right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, they can. I'm holding the button down.
You are. Okay. So the point is.
Why am I doomed? No, don't wine? Fucking eat that.
Oh, is that water?
No, it's fucking wine.
No, let me. We're gonna go smoke a lot of weed right now. So, just saying, like, I'll be back. And I love you guys, okay? I love you guys. Hard.
Okay, that's my sweet mate.
Ah, shit, that was... Wow.
I wanna hear... What's the response?
He was just like, oh, wow.
Headphones on.
Dude. Oh, yeah, you can't hear because I have headphones on. Oh my god. Maybe? Okay. I don't even know. We don't have a website, Crystal Floors. No, we don't have a website. You know what? Should I go get high right now? I should, shouldn't I?
Yes, yes you should. You can mix liquor and weed.
Oh, I don't like being cross-faded, though. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I'm pretty hungry, though. I'm pretty hungry. I can't find my curse! Oh, fuck. Fuck, I see my old man with the 100mm micro warp drive. And my coercer, which I killed a hawk with.
Where's my other fucking shoe?
No, it's a Kestrel. I killed
a Kestrel.
But I didn't even put a point on it. So I have no idea how did he not warp out. And then I have an Arbitrator, which I killed an Ishkur with. Oh my god, I have two Sigils, two Punishers also. What else do I have? I have a Rupture, but I can't fly a Rupture. I have a Rifter, but I can't fly a Rifter either. I have a third Punisher, a probe, a planet eater. Oh, that is my Prime. I named it. I named it Prime. No, I named it Planet Eater. It's a Prime. I named it Planet Eater. I have an Ogre One. I have a not a covert ops dude. Oh, that's what I named my Magnate. What else do I have? I have some mods. I have some medium armor maintenance bots. Oh, I have an Inquisitor. I have some large navy multi-frequency. I have a good one. Oh, that's my industrial. I have some exotic dancers. Oh, I have some ECM stuff. I have some cap boosters. Oh, I have 1,544 Barrage S. Can you believe that? I don't know how I got that. I have exactly 111 items in Amar. Dude, I wonder how much is the ISK that is required to make a curse in the curse. Oh, that's funny! I'm flying a curse in curse. Oh, fuck, I tried to type into the... Oh my god.
Log out of the game!
Oh my god, they're overpriced. They are overpriced. People are overpricing in 00. But the buy orders are underpriced. I'm thinking this is a double duality. Would you agree with me it's a double duality? Oh my god, there's 6 people in local. Oh, they're all the bad guys are docked up. Wait a second. Oh, I see, okay. This is really confusing for me. Alright, I want to fight Curse. What do you mean I would get a hangover? I'm probably already gonna get a hangover. Okay. Should I go smoke weed with my roommates? I don't even know if I can go smoke weed. Like, honestly, I don't know if I'll be able to. It'll be pretty hard. Like... Oh my god. You know, okay, see, when I smoke weed, sometimes the thing is that I forget how much I'm inhaling, so I inhale too much. And I'm like, oh fuck. Okay, wait, one second, I'm gonna go AFK.